Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley with your 8 a.m. Zlines. Homeowners in local news, homeowners and landlords are being told to check their smoke alarms and meeting legislative requirements after a woman was charged over a fatal house fire this week. The 61-year-old Tweedheads woman was given a notice to appear in court on account of allegedly being the property owner of a home which did not have compliant smoke alarms installed when a fire started. In 2017, the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services introduced Australia's strongest smoke alarm legislation with a 10-year implementation plan. Domestic violence advocates say that the incoming commissioner will fail if they don't get on top of issues of misogyny, racism and sexism within the Queensland police system. In her resignation speech on Tuesday, outgoing Commissioner Katrina Carroll highlighted just how serious the problem has become. During last year's Commission of Inquiry into Police and Domestic Violence, it was revealed the police response to domestic violence call-outs were often mishandled and women were not believed. In national news, Woolworths announces CEO Brad Banducci will leave the company in September after nearly 9 years in charge. This comes after the company posted their half-year results, which showed a $781 million loss driven by one-off accounting write-downs. Former ACCC Chair Alan Fells described the company's write-offs as potentially camouflage and a cover-up for rising profits. A new analysis has found a third of Australian universities have not set up specialised committees to tackle sexual violence, despite it being a key recommendation from a landmark report in 2017. Researchers from the University of New South Wales's Australian Human Rights Institute say transparent data reporting on disclosures of sexual violence on campuses was still really poor. Education ministers around the country are set to meet on Friday to finalise an action plan to tackle sexual violence at Australia's universities. In international news, the United Kingdom has frozen the assets of 6 Russian prison officials in charge of the Arctic penal colony, where opposition leader Alexei Navalny died. The sanctioned individuals will also be banned from travelling to the UK. Many Western leaders have said they hold Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for his death. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 32. The UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.